Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, thank you. This is Alista calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I always vote Democratic.
Okay. In this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republicans candidates, if they are better?
I am voting straight Democrat. Every single office that is a politically designated office will be a Democratic vote from my side.
Okay. And which of the following seven reasons are the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections and vote for Democratic candidates? I'm going to mention each one by number, okay?
Okay.
Number one, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Number two, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if have mental illness history. Number three, to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban. Number four, to stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers. Number five, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable. Number six, to support public schools by stopping the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. And number seven, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or any person they consider suspicious and immediately report them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizen on them.
Well, that's a good question. Because, you know, of course, I need to consider what needs to be changed in the state of Texas. And I also need to consider what needs to be changed nationally. So for me, I think actually the national issue is the biggest one. So the most important of the seven that you told me was, I think, number four, to stop Donald Trump.
Okay. And which is the next biggest motivator to you? I'm gonna also mention them by number. Number one, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable. Number two, to address gun violence as mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age and to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns to if have mental illness history. Number three, to stop Texas' extreme abortion ban. Number four, to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable, to support public schools by stopping diversion of taxpayer money and private school vouchers. And the last one, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person if they're considered suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them.
So the next most important one for me would be the one about the education and stopping the initiation of school vouchers in Texas. I believe that all of the taxpayer funding, which we now believe goes to public education, should remain with public education and should not go to fund private school education.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Number one, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of the state to get a legal abortion. Number two, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Number three, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Number four, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Number five, no exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk.
It is number two, taking away the woman's right to make a decision about her own health care.
Okay, and what is your gender?
Oh, I'm female. I'm a woman.
Thank you. Could you please tell me your age between 18, 39, 40, 54, 55, 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No, I don't.
Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black and of Asia or Pacific Island descent, White Caucasian, or other?
I consider myself to be White Caucasian.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes, I do.
And finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get news or entertainment. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
Is that isolated only to those platforms
No.
that you mentioned? Or any
No,
kind
like
of
if you
TV?
Use, if you use this one, yes or no, and then I'm going to mention 3, 4, 5 more.
Ah, okay, yes.
Okay. Facebook and Meta?
Yes.
TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
Yes.
TV channels Fox News or OWN?
Yes.
Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram?
What was the first one?
Twitter?
No. No. None of
okay.
those.
YouTube TV?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Definitely appreciate your time on the line, and remember that your opinion is valued.
Well, thank you very much for doing what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.